For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Colbert I. King of the Washington Post has written another story glossing over mistreatment in the Magby case. Jonathan Magby was a 27-year-old man who was paralyzed from the neck down as a result of a childhood accident. Although he had never been convicted of a criminal offense, and although he required private nursing care for as much as 20 hours a day, Magby was given a 10-day sentence in the D.C. jail in September 2004 by D.C. Superior Court Judge Judith E. Rechin for possession of a marijuana cigarette. He died in city custody 4 days later. His story has been the subject of several previous columns. End quote. Certainly there is a lesson to be learned from the Magby case, a lesson for all of us. That being that reefer madness is certainly more harmful to our society than all the reefers in the world. Please be sure to tune in to this week's 90-minute special on the Drug Truth Network from the Santa Barbara Convention on Cannabis Therapeutics. Stand up for your right. You get up, stand up.
My name is Bill Britt. I'm director of the Association of Patient Advocates. I'm a post-polio patient. I have epilepsy. Some say marijuana is a crutch, and I tend to agree with them. Crutches are good things. Crutches help me get around. They ease my pain. They allow me to do things that I normally wouldn't do. If I lay in bed, I have virtually little pain, and I can, you know, but you know what? Laying in bed gets old after a day, a week, a year. I have muscle pain. I have muscle spasms. I have nausea. I have very low appetite. I have no appetite. My muscles are in constant spasms. So everything about cannabis, all the side effects, the euphoria, the depression, it just helps everything about me.
Returning quickly to the Colbert I. King story in the Washington Post and Mr. Jonathan Magby. It seems that despite their best attempts, they confined Mr. Magby to the correctional treatment facility where no ventilator or appropriate medical care was available. Yet the investigation done by corrections staff gave the nurses, physicians, and staff a pass. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.